This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, April 6th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. California gets $300 million for water fixes. A feed additives summit. CDFA's ag vision and currency issues threaten food security and stability. California gets $300 million for water infrastructure fixes. The Biden administration announced a new round of funding yesterday for the bipartisan infrastructure law. California to receive the bulk of the money. Many of the projects have been stalled or delayed due to a lack of funds. The Interior Department committing $585 million for 83 infrastructure projects in 11 states. Of that, California will receive about $300 million for two dozen projects. The largest allocation, $66 million, will refurbish a fish hatchery along the Trinity River. Other funding will help fix subsidence issues along with portions of the Central Valley projects. This will reduce the amount of water that seeps through cracks and restore the conveyance capacity for canals. The Delta-Mendota Canal, for one, will see a 20% boost in capacity. According to Commissioner Camille Touton, the Bureau of Reclamation identified the projects through a rigorous process. She said the upgrades will, quote, ensure that we can continue to provide clean, reliable water to communities, irrigators, and ecosystems in the face of climate change. CDFA and UC Davis to host a summit on feed additives. CDFA is partnering with the nation's top ag university on a two-day conference to explore the science behind feed additives. CDFA hopes to identify new opportunities for research and partnerships for reducing enteric methane emissions in livestock. Robert Bonney, USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, will join the discussions alongside scientists and CDFA officials. That summit set for May 2nd and 3rd at UC Davis. CDFA establishes an ag vision for the next decade. CDFA is releasing a new strategic plan to guide its policies through the next 10 years. The top priority for the ag vision plan is fostering climate smart and regenerative practices. The plan also supports nutrition security through California-grown foods, building an ag tech workforce, and expanding public understanding of agriculture. CDFA pledges to collaborate with other state agencies on smarter regulations as well. That means reducing compliance cost and simplifying regulatory reporting for farmers. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross said the plan will guide the department's actions in collaboration with private and public entities, community leaders, and other stakeholders. The State Board of Food and Ag work with a PR agency to craft the vision for CDFA. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. FMC navigating new authorities as it looks to ease shipping challenges. The port congestion and skyrocketing fees that ag shippers experienced during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic have largely subsided. That according to Federal Maritime Commission Chairman Daniel Maffei. Maffei speaking at the Commodity Futures Trading Commission's Agriculture Advisory Committee at a meeting yesterday said these improvements largely came from changing market forces, but that there are still issues that need to be addressed. Just because all of this has been reduced doesn't mean that the underlying problems and difficulties have all been solved. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Currency issues threaten food security, stability. Changes in foreign currency markets combined with recent food inflation and foreign debt challenges risk undermining the ability of many lower-income countries to feed themselves. That is a warning from Grow Intelligent CEO Sarah Menker, who addressed the Commodity Futures Trading Commission's Ag Advisory Board this week. Due in part to the strong dollar, countries that rely on importing wheat and other commodities are not seeing the benefit of recent weakening in global markets. For example, local currency prices for key food commodities in Syria are still up 700% over the past 3 years. Turkey has seen a 422% increase. In Egypt, the cost of wheat is still at an all-time high, even though wheat prices have dropped globally. Menker said the fiscal reality on the ground in many parts of the world is shifting and has shifted drastically and has not reverted back to pre-war levels. By the way, foreign debt is a growing concern because many countries both import food in dollars and make debt payments in dollars. Menker suggests some of those nations could be forced to choose between buying food, paying down debt, or defaulting. The NRCS says conservation drainage projects can get IRA funding. Even though the Natural Resources Conservation Service has not specifically identified drainage water management as a practice eligible for Inflation Reduction Act funding, the service says edge of field practices such as bioreactors can still be eligible. NRCS Deputy Chief for Programs Karen Woodrich told the Conservation Drainage Network's annual meeting that practices designed to increase crop efficiency and reduce nitrogen runoff may be eligible for IRA funding as long as they're directly tied into a conservation system approach that addresses climate mitigation priorities. Drainage management may support those conservation practices that already reduce greenhouse gas emissions and improve carbon storage. The law includes $19.5 billion over 5 years for NRCS conservation programs to address climate change. Woodrich says that money is not just for oversubscribed programs, but also will be used to invest in new projects. She urged attendees to go back and talk to their state conservationists and state technical committees about how to use the IRA funding. She also said there's an opportunity to update the list of approved practices for fiscal 24. She said, quote, "Let's not get hung up on the fact that this is something new. We need your help to do more with it." Farm Bureau comes out against dairy pricing reforms. The American Farm Bureau Federation notified USDA yesterday that the nation's largest farm group has grave concerns with proposals by the International Dairy Foods Association and Wisconsin cheese processors to reform the federal milk marketing order system. In a letter to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall said the narrow proposals outlined in petitions submitted by IDFA and the Western Cheesemakers Association threatened to undercut trust between farmers who produce the milk and the processors who turn it into the dairy products we all know and love. IDFA, which represents an array of processors that includes cheese, yogurt, and ice cream companies, as well as major supermarket chains, is proposing only to update calculations of production costs known as make allowance, which helps to determine the return to processors. WCMA's petition also focuses on make allowances, but takes a different approach to determine the formula. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Well, here's today's She Said It. We can't do it alone. That's CDFA Secretary Karen Ross on completing the department's new ag vision. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, April 6th, brought to you by Robo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.